Amanda Palmer covering Radiohead and then take Phoebe Legere and drain out the jazz and replace it with Jenny Lewis circa The Execution of All Things and then throw on some fishnet stockings and you have Sweet Soubrette. That was Rock NYC. So how long have you guys been playing together?
Well, Sweet Soubrette started as a solo project in 2006, and it's gradually evolved since 2008 into a full rock band. We played in the New York Uke Fest in 2008, and I needed a band, and it's been a band pretty much since then. We've got a bassist, Bob Smith, we've got a violinist, Heather Cole, and we have a percussionist, Mike Dobson, who he doubles on drums and marimba.
But it's ukulele-powered.
It is ukulele-powered. There's a lot of power in a ukulele.
Apparently so, yeah. So why were you drawn to the ukulele as opposed to any other instrument?
I wasn't. I was given one as a gift for Christmas in 2005, and it ruined my life.
Were you a musician before that? What did you play before that?
I was a graduate student. I was studying arts administration, and somebody gave me this ukulele, and it derailed my arts administration career significantly. I played a little piano as a kid, and I've always been a singer.
Okay.
Do you get lots of Tiny Tim jokes at these interviews?
Less and less.
Well, the ukulele is becoming so popular recently, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, is it? I had one once.
I said recently.
Not recently.
No, it's true. Eddie Vedder's been touring with the ukulele. Mm-hmm. You know, but I like to think that I might have influenced Eddie Vedder that way.
So why don't we listen to you play something then with you?
All right, this is one of the tracks from the new album. It's called Stick Around.
Staple yourself to me, baby. Don't go fluttering off in the wind. Let me puncture you with my teeth. Fix you with a steel pin. I don't know why I can't just let you pass me by.
Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields is a big influence. Leonard Cohen, Liz Phair, I would say a combination of classic rock poets and badass women from the 90s.
And this is your second album, right?
This is the second album. The first album, Siren Song, came out in 2008 and was largely a solo project. My producer, Tim Cohan, and I added a lot in the studio to a kind of core singer-songwriter project, and the new album was kind of the same approach, but using full band arrangements that the band and I wrote together in performance.
Right, and so this CD has just come out, right?
Just came out in January. We had a great release show in New York City, and now we're on tour to promote it. We were in Albany last night, and we're heading to Massachusetts tomorrow.
And after Massachusetts, where will you be?
Back in New York, and then Philadelphia, and then back to our real lives.
And if you want to see them in Hudson tonight, they will be at the Musica Loft. It's 7 o'clock, starting at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yeah.
Which is also probably the best place in probably 100 miles to buy a ukulele.
That's very true. If you want some advice, you know, ask me after the show.
Are you a self-taught ukulele player?
Largely self-taught. The internet has a lot of great resources. But I taught myself by learning to play Magnetic Fields covers.
Oh,
actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is not your first appearance here, right? You played earlier at Club Helsinki?
In February, we had a great show at Helsinki. It was a blizzard that night, so we didn't have the turnout that we'd hoped for. But enough intrepid souls braved the weather to make it a really great show.
Well, welcome back to Hudson. Have
Thanks
a good show tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Should we play one more track before the news here?
What would you like to play?
Let's play the title track. Okay. It's number 3, Days and Nights.
There's a black cat in the garden and I'm far from. In other people's houses, like I'm studying their life. Could I take you with me, darling, if I came back here again? Or do I have to learn these lessons while I'm traveling alone? If I wanna make my way to you again, the women here are stern and kind, and the men just wanna play. If you had to pick a single place, where would you choose to stay? Just the day.